So normally people point to others and they say, these people are my enemy. So this is definitely a big mistake. Other living beings cannot be our enemies. Why not? Because they are our kind mothers. We must know this. We've got to get this discrimination clear. It's impossible to find a beginning to our mental continuum. And so it follows that we've taken countless rebirths in the past. If we've had countless rebirths, we must have had countless mothers. Where are all these mothers now? They're all the living beings alive today. For example, it's not correct to say that our mothers of our previous lives are no longer our mother, just because a long time has passed since they actually cared for us. If our present mother were to die today, would she stop being our mother? No. We still regard her as our mother, and we pray for her future lives. This is the same for all our previous mothers. They also died, but they still remain as our mothers. The only reason we don't recognize each other now is because our external appearances have changed. So this reasoning is, I don't know, I personally find it very logical and convincing, but if you're struggling to understand and believe this, it's still beneficial to believe. You know, even if you can't work it out, you can't figure it out, how come all these living beings are my mothers? It's still beneficial, correct belief, to believe all living beings, without exception, are my mother. It's definitely a huge benefit. Our real enemy is our delusions, our uncontrolled desire, hatred or anger, and our self-grasping ignorance. As the Buddhist master Shantideva said, the enemies of hatred, attachment and so forth do not have arms and legs, nor do they have courage or skill. So how have they made me their slave? While they remain within my mind, they harm me at their pleasure. And yet, without anger, I patiently endure them. How shameful. This is no occasion for patience. So what does he mean? Pretty obvious what he means. He says the delusions, like ignorance of self-grasping, attachment and so forth, they don't have arms and legs. They're not formed. They don't possess any form. They've got no intelligence or skill. And they don't understand anything because they're all types of ignorance. However, they still made all living beings into their slave. Every living being without exception is under the control of the evil spirits of the delusions. They've remained within our minds since beginningless time. They've never been separate from us. So why do we allow these enemies to remain within our mind? While they remain here, they harm us at their pleasure. And without anger, we patiently endure them. So we need to think, how shameful. This is completely wrong. We know sometimes if we are patient with, if we're patient towards this enemy of the delusions, then our suffering and problems become worse. Therefore, instead of us being patient, we should develop anger towards these enemies. This means we should develop a strong wish to harm and to destroy our delusions. Anger towards our enemy of delusions is not really anger. It's a type of wisdom. This wisdom makes a determination to harm and destroy the delusions. Yeah? So this is like Vajrapani looks very wrathful. He's actually wanting to destroy the delusions. He doesn't want to harm living beings. Completely opposite. He wants to help living beings. So we need to develop the same attitude, you know, same view with respect to our delusions. The Kadampa teachers used to say, I have only two activities, to benefit living beings as much as I can and to harm my own delusions as much as I can. We should definitely follow their example. We should have this thought, I must help living beings as much as I can. I must harm my own delusions as much as I can. In Training the Mind in 7 Points, Geshe Tshekhawa says, gather all blame into one. This means that whenever we experience problems, suffering, difficulties, we should blame our ignorance of self-grasping and self-cherishing into one. Okay? We should recognize that our problem and suffering is the result of our non-virtuous actions created by our self-grasping ignorance. Therefore, the creator of all our problems and sufferings is our self-grasping ignorance. And without this, we have no self-grasping, we have no basis to experience sufferings and problems. So understanding this, we should make the strong determination to recognize, reduce, and finally abandon completely our ignorance of self-grasping. So important to do this. But we can't do this on our own. It's impossible. Maybe you've been trying for a long time to overcome your delusions on your own. Impossible. We are powerless without receiving blessings from enlightened beings. Just to recognize self-grasping ignorance, we need powerful blessings. Without this, then we can't do this. But if we do receive special blessings of Vajrapani upon our body and mind, we will gradually gain the ability to do this, to recognize, reduce, and finally abandon completely our enemy of the delusions. Receiving the powerful blessings of Vajrapani upon our root mind, our continually residing mind, causes our mind to transform eventually into spontaneous great bliss, realizing emptiness directly. It becomes the union of great bliss and emptiness. So when Venerable Geshe-la says in the introduction to Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life that we need to transform our mind, this is what he's talking about. We need to receive powerful blessings from all the enlightened beings here through Vajrapani. Buddha Vajrapani is the synthesis of all enlightened beings. With these blessings, then we can develop this special power, the union of bliss and emptiness. And with this, our ignorance of self-grasping, all the other delusions permanently cease.